Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes. Who are you? What is this company?
Yes, sir. Can I place you in a brief hold?
Okay. Oh, man.
Yes, sir. So we're a third-party customer call center.
Okay, because you took something out of my account, and I don't know who you are. Hello?
Yes. Yes, sir. So we're a third-party customer call center. We deal with different companies and different products.
Products.
So, did you place an order online for recently for something?
Recently for something, I don't remember. You know, how can I find out? You know, is
you
know?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Okay, 60438.
And your first and last name, please.
Ralph Templeton.
And your shipping address for me.
18821 Burnham Avenue.
Thank you so much. And allow me a brief moment to review the over the account.
Okay.
Let me throw these snacks in the trash. So it looks like you did place an order for our Mellow Pads, our Mellow Pods, and our Melody Watch. Back where you only pay for shipping and handling. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
So, yes, if you did read the terms and conditions when you placed that order, you were being set up on a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't call back to cancel within those 14 days, then you would have been billed the initiating price for that product.
Wow. They got me on that. Oh, wow. So, I didn't know that. So, the $69.97, is that the only amount that's being charged to me, or what is it?
Let me take a look. So it looks like it's attempting to take out another amount of $59.97, and that's for the Mellow Pods.
So it's already trying to do $69.97. Are you saying it's going to be another one?
Yes, for $59.97.
Oh my God! You know, so on top of that $69.97, it'll be another one for $59.97. Correct?
Yes, sir.
How can I stop this? Or you know, I cannot.
We don't want to lose you as a customer.
Oh,
I
yeah, because you
can and offer you a 35% discount on all future shipments.
No, I'm out of here. Please, you know, if I got to pay for this thing, you know, because that was false advertisement, I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau because that was false advertisement. You know, I remember that. It was for the AirPods. And then it was crazy how it went down, because I didn't know by me signing off on one thing on it, it charged me $69, another $59. So I'm definitely, you know, I need to get your information. I got just the phone number, because I'm going to call on you guys.
No, sir. So we don't want you to do that, because if you did read the terms and conditions, you would have seen in our terms and conditions what exactly you were signing up for, okay?
Bottom line is, go on.
What I can do for you today is I can go ahead and get the account canceled out for you.
Yes,
that way
please.
You don't receive any more future shipments or charges.
Okay. So, but I still have to pay this $69.97 and now the $59.97, correct?
Well, you don't have to pay the $59. The $69 has already came out of your account. So you, as of now, you're going to need to pay anything. It'll be canceled out.
Yes, please. Make sure you cancel me out. I never want to hear anything from you guys. And I'll take the hit on the $69.97 for now, because I might still call on you guys, because that was unfair. So the point is that I won't be receiving a $59.97 charge, and I'm canceled out. You won't call me again. I won't even see anything from you guys again, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, and then, so then that, you guys stole $69.97 from me. I'm going to take that loss, but I might call you on you guys anyway. What is the name of the company that we have information on this company? Where
the name
of the company is
Melado Pods. Melado Pods, and we are basically a pod and watch fitness watch company where we sell Melado Pods and fitness watches, and we also do subscription. What you were on was a 14-day subscription, basically where you only pay for the shipping and handling, $5.95 and $4.95. If you would have called back to cancel within the 14-day period, then you would have been able to keep the pods and the watch for a free charge. But because you didn't call back to cancel within that 14-day trial period, you was billed the initiating price. Because basically, we give it to you just for shipping and handling to see if you like it. And if you like it, then, you know, you can keep the trial going. But if you didn't like it, then you would have needed to call back and let us know so that you don't keep the trial going. You don't get billed for that initiating price. Because as long as you were set up on this trial period, each month you would have received a watch, in each month you would receive the pods.
Oh,
each
wow.
month you would remember charged that $69 and that $59.
Oh my God. Woo-wee. Thank you very much for explaining that to me. And the point is, do I need to return the watch and the earpods?
You can return the watch and the earpods if you do want a full refund.
The $69?
Yes, sir.
And if I want to keep the earpods and return the watch, is there a way around that? You know, where, you know, what's
well,
the deal with that?
Well, you pay for the, I think you pay for the watch. So if you want your money back for the watch, because as of now, they're trying to get the 59 back. So as of now, they haven't gotten the 59 yet. So if you wanted to return it to get a refund, you would need to send both of them back.
Okay, give me the I don't know where I'm supposed to send it to. I can give you guys this back, and then we all be, you know.
Allow me one brief moment.
Okay.
So the address is 105 Sierra S E.
Hold on. 105
Sarah S E R R A
S E R R A
Way W A Y number 179 Minutilis.
179
Minutilis, California. Minutilis. It's spelled M I L P I T A S.
M I L P I T A S.
Yes, sir. In California. Oh. And the zip code is 95035.
95035.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I sent it to. And who is this? It's called Melody Pass.
Yes, Melody Pass. Melody Pods. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got you. And so who would I put that in? Who I'm, you know, is in care of, or just send it straight to them?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, sir, that is it. And I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Do you have a number, a direct number for them so that I can call them up and let them know it's on the way?
No, sir. We don't have a direct number. You will just have to send it off and get that tracking information and follow the tracking to see when it's going to say ship to us. And then when it does say that, you can give us a call back, or we might use the number to give you the call. But if we don't give you the call, then you give us a call back and let us know that it's been shipped. Provide us with the tracking number, and we'll be able to issue that full refund for that.
Okay, so, okay, that's $69, I can get it back. But you're going to cancel out this $59.97, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so I got enough information. I get the tracking number, and then, you know, after a couple of weeks, you know, if I don't hear from you guys before then, I'll call you up with the tracking number, and y'all be able to release my funds, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.